أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the importance of saying insha'Allah whenever we decide to do something in the future or the following day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concluded the discussion and the story of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, by mentioning the number of years that they had remained in the cave asleep. In today's ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Kahf, the ayat were revealed regarding a particular incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the chief of Makkah al-Mukarramah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was obviously a disbeliever, and he came to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he came, he found that Salman al-Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a poor sahabi, he was seated in the majlis in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a poor, really poor sahabi. And like that you had Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Salman al-Farsi was wearing tattered clothes, looking like a dervish. So the chief of Makkah, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the exact reason why we can't join your company and sit in your majlis. You need to remove these people. We are the upper class, the elite. Never have we shared a platform with these people. Never have we accepted them within our gatherings. Never have we been part of the same function. It's impossible for us to be part of the same gathering. You need to either completely remove them from your majlis, your gathering, or have turns, have a separate gathering for them and have a separate gathering for us. If you do that, we will embrace Islam. That is what's holding us back and keeping us back. So that was the condition that they had made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Always remain busy with the recitation of that which was revealed to you from the book of your Rabb. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. You will find absolutely no one who will change the words of Allah. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. Never, right up to the day of Qiyamah, there's nobody who will ever be able to change the words of the Qur'an, let alone the words of the Qur'an. You will not find a change even in certain letters of the Qur'an. This Qur'an will remain preserved and protected right up to the day of Qiyamah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. You will not find any refuge besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to what the chief of Makkah had said. Allah says, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكْ. Keep yourself content. Keep yourself content مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. With the company of those who supplicate to their Rabb, who remember their Rabb, who make dua to their Rabb بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي, morning and evening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let alone removing them from your majlis. Allah does not prohibit him only from doing that. In fact, Allah instructs him that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to sit in their company. وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكْ. And keep yourself binded tie yourself مع الذين with the company. Keep yourself attached to the company of those who make dua to their Rabb, who call to their Rabb, supplicate to their Rabb, who remember their Rabb in the morning and evening. They are valuable in the sight of Allah. Perhaps they might not have any worldly things and any worldly luxuries, but they are constantly engaged in the dhikr of Allah, the ibadah of Allah, and due to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are extremely valuable, to the extent to the point where Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should keep himself binded to their company. And Allah says they do so. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They call unto their Rabb in the morning and the evening, يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Seeking only the pleasure of Allah. Seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, not seeking anything of this temporary worldly life. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And do not allow your eyes to overlook them. Don't ever ignore them because of the position or their situation as far as their financial needs are concerned. تُرِيدُ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ever overlook them and ignore them, seeking the splendor and seeking the beauty, the adornment of the worldly life. وَلَا تُتِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And do not ever obey the one whose heart we have made negligent of the dhikr of Allah, referring to those who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says their hearts are completely negligent. Their hearts are unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever obey such people and don't ever give in to their demands and listen to their requests. Allah says, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ. Don't ever obey the one whose heart we have made negligent and we have made his heart unaware of our remembrance. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And he has followed his desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in such a person, he has exceeded the limits in his behavior and his mannerisms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.